Thank you very much. The trends in conflict is a trend, you know, many conflicts that we are dealing with is a trend towards both transnational dynamics affecting different countries, but also a trend of fragmentation. And with these two trends, you know, there is a common factor, of course, which is indeed the increasing role and multiplication of non-state actors, which succeed to procure weaponry, you know, relatively, unfortunately, successfully, and therefore, absolutely, there is no question that it's an absolute requirement to be able to engage with these non-state actors who are becoming more and more key players to be able, you know, to end this deadly violence and to rebuild society are making it, I would say, even more difficult because you may have, for instance, to give you an example, recently we had in the news the conclusion of an agreement for the Central African Republic, you know, peace process between the government and 14 armed groups. Each of them control a little bit of the territory. Each of them with their own, you know, claims, and therefore they are necessary players in the peace process. So there is absolutely no question that in this kind of situations you have to engage with them, and you have to engage in the context also, and that's why you need the humanitarian space, and that's why you need this access that you have to negotiate. Now, are there studies and lessons learned regarding the specific requirements or, let's say, methodology to address mine action in this context? I must confess, I'm not aware, but definitely this is something which is quite critical, because we are faced with an increasing number of situations where the work that we do is based, and for it to be efficient and for it to be effective, will be based on our ability, you know, to engage with these non-state actors.